And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Today's kind of like a grab bag of news, so we'll start in Minnesota, where common sense apparently is on trial. A judge has ordered a court case to determine whether a powerlifting organization has discriminated against a biological man who identifies as a female by banning him from competing in women's events. And now look, what I'm about to say doesn't mean sports like soccer or track or swimming or anything else deserves a break here, but this is the epitome of the argument that's been going on all along. Men are just inherently stronger than women, and a man competing in a powerlifting event is going to beat a woman. This is ridiculous. Come on, this is just science and ignoring basic facts in the name of political correctness. Speaking of questionable policies, heading up north to Washington State, where they've mandated that LGBTQ history must be incorporated into the public school curriculum by next year. This is CRT on full display, folks. Those who speak up, well, they're going to be the oppressors. And moving to Star Wars, if you're a fan of spaceships and laser swords and the Force, I'm not. But if you are, hey, that's great. I've just never watched it. Anyway, you might be interested in the sexual orientation of the actors on screen, but probably not. Apparently, Disney's new Star Wars boasts a cast and crew overflowing with LGBTQ talent. Like that has something to do with their ability to act. In today's world, it does. And on a more serious note, a Christian teacher in California is fighting back after being fired for refusing to use gender-neutral pronouns for an 8-year-old student who identifies as transgender. An 8-year-old identifies as transgender. Let that soak in. And the teacher, of course, a Christian, but even regardless of that, you have people that aren't Christians that just have common sense that know an 8-year-old is a pink or a blue. But now schools are being pressured to endorse these ideologies or they're not going to get federal funding. And this is an example of that. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.